Most votes Wednesday were unanimous. All board members were polite and focused on business. You could say it was a kinder, gentler school board with a sense of urgency. Karen Carter is one of the appointed members.
When I got back to my office last Wednesday after swearing in, I had a note from Christopher Mitchell. I start kindergarten in about 5.5 years. Please have everything fixed by then.
Among the items to fix are the district's accreditation, which was placed on probation in December, the budget, which was projected to run a $24 million deficit in the next fiscal year, and the pending lawsuit. The lawsuit named the district and former board chair Eugene Walker, one of the suspended members, as plaintiffs. But current board chair Melvin Johnson didn't have any trouble finding support to end the district's participation.
Call for a motion for approval of the termination of the DeKalb County School District status as a plaintiff in the court case.
The board unanimously decided not to pay attorneys to argue the case. When the district was placed on probation, its accrediting agency cited financial mismanagement as one reason for the sanction. To shore up the deficit, the board froze hiring and spending on discretionary expenses until the end of the year. But that will exclude positions at the school level and instructional purchases. After the meeting, parent Jennifer Hatfield said she was impressed by the new board.
It was refreshing having been to so many board meetings previously and seen the divisiveness and the division. I think it was definitely a good indicator that this board is committed to working together.
The board has a lot of work ahead of it. The district has until December to get off probation or lose its accreditation altogether. Martha Dalton, WABE News.